If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the show. 919-410-7739 is the number to call. You want to get in on what we're talking about and dealing with today. I'm going to do a little something different today. I'm going to do something a little bit different today, okay? Today, I want to talk about the country and where we're at in this country today. And I want to talk about it from this sense. It is a crucial undertone going on right now of racial tensions in this country. Frederick Taft in Long Beach, California, was at a family barbecue. He's in the bathroom. He's 57 years old. A white male comes in there and basically blows this man's brains out. No provocation, no dispute whatsoever. And now they can't find who did this. And so I want to talk about what's necessary now in this country. Let's talk about what's necessary now in this country, because it's getting to a different point now. We're at a different position now. And we're in a position now where it's not like before. And it's not like before because, quite frankly, the undertone that is now the norm in America has always been there, but they feel empowered and emboldened in a way that they've never felt before in this country. And so, as much as we have to look at the White House and this president, I think we have to do this as well. I think we need to get like-minded people, people who are humanitarians, and say enough is enough. We want things differently. We want things to change. Now, what most of us have to understand It's two things in this country that most people completely don't think about in their day-to-day lives. The first thing, you've heard me talk about this a lot, about capitalism and how everything we do is entrenched in that definition of capitalism, because you have to have a poor, a rich, and a middle class. Let me say this, okay? To all the black listeners, you have been designated to be the poor. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to believe that. You don't want to like that, but it's the facts. We have been designated to be the poor. And because we have been designated to be the poor, we are the ones that everybody else looks to try to capitalize off of the impoverishment. Now, as a side note, let me say something to you. When I was a kid, I was reading The Miseducation of the Negro. I think I might have been 9 years old when I first read that book. And it was a line in that book that really kind of summed up the thought process of everybody in my community and everybody in my house. At the time. And the line was such a simple line that most people reading the book wouldn't even understand the line. The line was just, if you can put a man's mind in poverty, they will live in poverty forever. And it's a simple line, but it's a deep line when you really think about it. It's a deep line. If you can put a man's mind in poverty, they will always live in poverty. They will always be impoverished. I mean, really think about that. If you can put somebody in a place where they believe they're impoverished, they live like that. And look, this is really true on so many different levels, right? Think about the woman who's in an abusive relationship. In her mind, part of the reason she can't leave is because she believes that it's her fault and it's going to get better. I mean, that is a real deep thing. And when you think about poor people, not just black people, poor people in this country, imagine the belief system that's in their heads, and they don't even realize it's in their heads. So, with that being said, let's look at America today. Let's look at what's taught and trained in America to give you the mindset of certain things. I did Ricky Smiley show this morning. Talk about the shooting in California and the shooting in Clearwater, Florida. And Ricky said something, and normally I wouldn't have corrected him on air. I would have texted him afterwards. But this was so important to say, I had to say something. Ricky was talking about being in Walmart with his nieces and nephews. And he's like, man, you don't understand how I tell them don't touch nothing, don't look at nobody in their eye, don't do this, don't do that. And I understood where he was coming from. What he was saying is he's just trying to make sure they're going to stay safe. I get that. But I had to say something to him and say, look, even when we were wearing suits and ties, they was hanging us. We don't need to be not looking them in the eye. We don't need to be walking around here like we're afraid of them. In fact, we should be doing just the opposite. We should have a look like if you do something, you're going to get your butt whooped. That's the look we should have on our face. I mean, because it's important for us to understand that this ain't about us. It's not our fault. And if we sit here saying, well, we ain't going to make eye contact, we ain't going to do this, that's us saying this is our fault that these people are acting crazy like this. This ain't our fault. This is not our fault. We didn't do this. They're doing this. And so I want to talk about us from a position today of how we got to this mindset. Because we definitely have a mindset of poverty in the black community. We definitely have a mindset of poverty in the black community. So today I want to talk about how did we get to this mindset and how do we break this mindset? See, it's a lot of folks who talk tough, who talk pro-black and all this other stuff. But it's one thing to talk it. It's another thing to live it. 919-410-7735. You're listening to WB.
The American Veterinary Medical Association Convention in Denver is where 10,000 veterinarians, professors, and speakers come together to discuss industry advances and issues such as food animal safety, well-being, obesity, and One Health. We caught up with Dr. John DeYoung, AVMA president and companion animal veterinarian and surgeon, about the latest technology.
I would say in the last couple of years, dental radiography has become a big thing in a lot of practices. We brought it into our practice a couple of years ago, and we're using it a great deal on three, 4 days a week. And there's always ultrasound and endoscopy and everything else that's always being refined and made better and better.
And telemedicine is playing a role.
It's growing. It's already in the human field. And there are many rural areas where veterinarians can't get to. That there's definitely a place for doing so.
The AVMA is a strong believer in One Health, the intersection of health care for humans, animals, and the environment to help foster well-being and save lives. There's more valuable information at avma.org. That's avma.org.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and Accel 1-subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic Soft Feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back to school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 7/28/18. Limit 5 on Bic.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah. They're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread. Payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist.
Post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one fighter in America.
All right, 919-410-7735. So today, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about us from the mindset of how do we get to this mindset of being mentally impoverished. Then I'm going to talk about solutions to change what's happening in America. Now, let me be perfectly clear about something, right? See, when I'm saying they and them, I'm not talking about a particular race of people because, you know, perfect example I can give you of this is police. You have a black cop kill somebody and the white cop will say, yeah, I was there. I saw it. He feared for his life. Have a white cop kill somebody. You have a black cop stand up for him and say, yeah, I was there. He feared for his life. So I'm not talking about a particular race of people. I'm talking about people who feel emboldened enough to kill people for no justifiable reason at all. Okay. And this mindset, like I said, isn't just a black mindset. See, everybody think this, oh, this is slavery. No, it's not. This ain't got nothing to do with slavery, y'all. This mindset has to do with America and the formation of the money and the economy of America. That's what it has to do with. It don't have to do with anything else, y'all. And it's the mindset that was put into place because it needed to be put into place for capitalism to exist, for it to work. Okay, so let's talk about how we got into this frame, and how do we change it? Okay. All right. So, starting in the beginning. I'm just going to start from the foundation of this country when they were framing this country and going into the Constitution. So once the no representation, no taxation with no representation occurred, and we got the Boston Tea Party, and we start fighting the British. One thing occurred immediately as we start fighting the British. You had both sides, the British people and the patriots of America, both telling the poorest denomination of people that they should be fighting. But not only did they tell them that they should be fighting, they promised them things. They promised black people freedom. They promised poor white farmers more acreage, more land. Or if they didn't have a farm, they promised them a farm. Okay? This is how they got these poor individual people to fight a battle for rich people. I mean, think about it. What value was it in it for a slave to fight? What value was it in it for a poor white person to fight who didn't own any land? Who didn't own anything? They didn't care about no freedom. They didn't have, what was there to be free for them? They didn't have nothing. They was already free. They could go wherever they wanted to go. So the 1%, the rich, convinced them, if you fight for us, this is what you're going to get. Now, see, I'm going to tell y'all stories that, quite honestly, you ain't going to learn in no history book today. You're going to have to go to the Library of Congress and sit down and study this and read this to know these stories. These are the stories that they keep from the American people because they don't want you to know how flawed this country really is from the inception till we are today, how flawed we really are. Okay? Now, you get to the point where you have the battle, you have the war, America wins, they declare their independence, 4th of July, even though they didn't sign the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July, y'all do know that, right? I hope you know that. None of them were all in the same room at the same time, neither, like they show on the portrait. That never happened. I hope y'all understand that, too. You have this occur. As they're framing the Constitution, it's two major issues that come up about framing the, well, three major issues came up about framing of this Constitution. First, what would black people be counted as? Would they be counted as people or property? Now, let me show you something. The Republicans wanted to count them as people, but they didn't want them to count them as people because they thought of them as people. They wanted to count them as people because they wanted to get more members of the House and the Senate representing their state so they could control the colonies when they became the United States. So the Republicans was arguing, look, they're human. They need to be people. They need to be people. Okay? The Democrats said, no, they're property. They're your slaves, and slaves are considered property. This is where the 3/5 of a man came into being. It wasn't that they looked at us and said, well, you 3/5 of a man. It was a compromise. It was a compromise because the Republicans wanted to count us as whole people and the Democrats didn't. And so the Democrats said, look, we'll give you 3/5 for each one that you have. Now, why is this important? Let me show you some. I'm going to fast forward to today. This argument was important during the framing of the Constitution for representation in the House and the Senate. Well, guess what? This same argument is happening right now. Because guess what happens every election cycle? People who are in prison, let's say you born and raised in Alabama, but they got you locked up in Georgia. You count as a person for the state of Georgia when it comes to how many representatives a particular county or a particular area gets. This is why one of the biggest battles that happen every year is where they're going to house the people they're locking up. Because if you have an overflow in certain counties, they get extra representatives because of the jails. This is why you have so many private jails popping up, because it's not just a financial gain for them. It's a political gain for them if they can keep these jails at a certain point. You get what I'm saying? So this same argument that was happening at the creation of the Constitution still happens today. The second big thing that they were fighting about and they were arguing about as they were creating this Constitution was the Electoral College. And the reason why this ended up being a fight is because they had to have a back door in order to control who would be the president if they didn't agree with the people. So when we come back, I'm going to start from right there. I'm going to start from right there and then walk us up and show you how all these different things helped us create this mindset that we got today. You listen to the WB.
just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowder. Chowder. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parents. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So, when we went to break, I told you guys, look, one of the other things that they were really fighting about when they were developing this nation was the Electoral College. And see, the Electoral College is a backdoor for the 1% to be able to always control the government. This is not a government by the people, y'all. This is a government by the 1%. That's who runs this country. This is why the Electoral College is never going anywhere. I mean, think about it, right? In essence, your vote counts on every local election. Your vote counts for your members of Congress and the Senate on the federal side. But your vote may not count when it comes to voting for a president because of the Electoral College. If you live in Georgia and you got 8 electoral votes, everybody in Atlanta can vote Democrat. If the rest of the state votes Republican, those electoral votes go to the Republican nominee, not the Democrat one. So even though you voted Democrat, your vote really didn't matter, not on the presidential side. And that's the beauty of the Electoral College for the 1%. Because for the 1%, if it's a huge city like Atlanta, or you go to Illinois and it's a huge city like Chicago, if you can get the rest of the state, you can, even if all those folks vote, you can get rid of their vote. You can kick their vote right out the window. And so this was a huge debate about this Electoral College thing, because two of the founding fathers realized what the other was trying to do and was like, hey, this ain't for the people. And just a side note, historically speaking, two of my favorite presidents of all time, George Washington and John Adams. Love both of them as presidents. I don't care about the historical part about owning slaves and everything else. The reason I'm saying this is from this perspective. George Washington, they wanted to make him king. And for him to have the mindset, the humility, and not have an ego big enough to take it. He said, we just fought to be free. Why are we going to set up a king over here? That's crazy. How many people would do that? How many people would say, you know what? Me and my family can be king. My lineage will control this country for the rest of time. I'll sign up for that. And he said, no, we shouldn't do it. Like George Washington because of that right there. All the other stuff, you know, it is what it is. John Adams. John Adams is one of the most underrated presidents in American history. Adams was responsible for a whole lot of stuff, including fighting to get rid of the Electoral College. Go read the story of John Adams. John Adams was an amazing president, to be honest with you. If you just take the slave stuff away and just look at it from a historical and a political position, and he was almost as from a political position, he might have been one of the best presidents we've ever had. Just saying, that's just a side note. Now, the third thing that they were really fighting about. Now, this is the part right here that really kind of shaped and changed which way America was going to be. Okay? Because they were in so much debt. See, people don't realize that war breaking away from the crown, which we really didn't break away from the crown because we still in treaties with them that have us tied to them. But that war and the French coming over to help and all the money that was spent for that war was devastating for a brand new country that didn't have anything. It wasn't shipping anything. It wasn't exporting anything out. It wasn't creating anything. And so they had to figure out a way to create financial stability in the new world. The biggest argument that came up when they was formatting the Constitution, that if you can go to the Library of Congress in D.C. and you can sit down and read, let me think of the name of the Congressional Book of, it's called the Congressional Book of the Formation of America. You can only get it in the Library of Congress. You can't Google and get the book. You got to go to the Library of Congress, okay? And they won't let you take it out. You got to sit in there and read it. One of the things I like to do when I'm in the D.C. area, when I lived there, I did this almost weekly. But when I, even when I go now, like I'm going up to D.C., the DMV this weekend, I may actually go tomorrow just so I can go to the Library of Congress before they close. But what I like to do is sit in there and read, because you get stories that you will not find anywhere else in American history. And one of the biggest arguments that they were having and fighting about was where the capital of the United States was going to be. Because, you know, originally the capital was Philadelphia. Now, why do you think this became a big issue and a big argument? I'm just want to see if anybody got an idea why it might have been. Because this was one of the biggest fights that they had. Where was the capital going to sit? Where was going to be the capital of this formation of this new nation? Why was this such a big, 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 big fight? Do anybody know why? Bueller? Anybody? Anybody? All right. So, let me tell you why this was a big fight. It was a big fight because they were trying to decide, was this country going to be a country or a republic? Now, let me tell you why this is. And see, this is the thing that people don't realize. We're not a, everybody thinks we're this democratic nation. We're not a democratic nation. We're a republic. If you watched Scandal, you should know that Olivia Pope daddy told everybody, we are a republic. He was right about that. We are a republic. We are not a democracy. We are not a formatted, a capital that sits in a formatted state. And so this was the big argument. Where can they put the capital that was sovereign from the country? That's how you have a republic. Because if you have a republic, you can have a business. So this was the big argument. The argument was like, well, if we put it in, if we leave it in Philadelphia, it's on the land of the state. It's not separate from the state. It is not in its own sovereignty. This is why the District of Columbia will never, ever, ever, ever become a state. Ever. They're getting exactly what the Boston Tea Party was all about. Taxation without representation. They don't have a fair amount of representation in the Senate or in the Congress because they're not recognized as a state. And our capital sits in sovereignty by itself, not within the lands of America. It is the same way. Now, I'm finna really mess with y'all. This is the same thing that the Catholic Church is in Rome. It lies in Rome, but it's its own sovereign entity within Rome. That's where they get their own police. Go to London. The IMF and the World Bank, they sit in London, but they got their own sovereignty. Those are the three entities that's running the world. So these were the three big arguments. Now, after they compromised on these arguments, the next thing was, how do we keep the poor the way we want them to be? Now, this is where you have, right, you stumble, your stupidity stumbles into brilliance. They decided, once they saw that these poor people would fight for them, they said, wait a minute. We don't want them ever to organize the way we did to fight for their freedom. Now, when we come back, I'm going to show you what they did to make sure the people of the United States would never overthrow their government. And I'm going to show you what they did to ensure it would always be a group of people who lived in poverty in their own minds. We come back, I'm going to show you this stupid thing they did that ended up being brilliant for the founding fathers. You're listening to the WB.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and SL 1-subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic Soft Feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 7/28/18. Limit 5 on Bic.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show. Heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So I've stopped it at the point where they decided, they said, look, we have, the 1% said, look, we got the poor people fighting for us, but we need to ensure that they never overthrow this government, turn against us, and we need to ensure that we're going to set up something in a way where they can believe certain things. And this was a stupid, brilliant thing that was going on. Now, side note, let me tell you how this all came to be. It ain't how you think it came to be, all right? It all came to be on some stupid stuff, all right? Check this out. So they were trying to come up with what was going to be the national bird of the United States. You know it as the eagle right now. Well, that ain't what Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, the rest of them, a lot of them wanted the turkey, because the turkey was so prevalent in Virginia. Even to this day, if you go like down 58 and you go into Southampton County and going towards Norfolk, if you go back into the farm areas, it is wild turkeys running around, just walking around like pigeons, stuff like that. So literally, they had so many turkeys that they wanted to make the turkey the national bird. So it became a conversation about what should be the national bird. And they were having this conversation about the national bird, right? And so let me show you how stupid this was. As they were having the conversation about the turkey being the national bird, Thomas Jefferson, one of his slaves and one of his indentured servants got into a fight over the turkey. Now, as he watched the fight, he realized something. These two people had worked together for years, and they're fighting over a turkey that literally, there's thousands of them running around. Why fight over this only one? When they came back to meet to talk about the bird, they were trying to figure out, how do we stop the American people from not overthrowing us the way we've fought for our freedom over here? And he said, I paid attention to a fight between one of my indentured servants and one of my slaves, and they were fighting over a turkey that I didn't understand, because there are thousands of turkeys roaming around. They could have just went out and shot some more. In that moment, it made me realize, if we can give them something that they think they are divided by, they will never come together. True conversation. As they had the conversation, they realized, well, let's make the indentured servants the ones a little bit over the slaves. Let's make sure they watch the slaves for us. That'll make them feel empowered. That'll make the slaves feel less than. They'll never work together again. Because, see, prior to this, now, let me, side note, take you back. Only 8% of all white people were slave owners. All the rest of the white people who came to this country were indentured servants. Those indentured servants and slaves were living in the same quarters. They were rebelling together. They were fighting together against the 1%. Okay? This is all about Brown and Shay's rebellion and everything else. This was during a time when indentured servants and slaves were fighting side by side against the 1%. But Thomas Jefferson saw them fight each other for a turkey when there were thousands of other turkeys around, and realized in that moment, in that stupid moment, if we can make them feel like they're different from each other, we can ensure they'll never come together to overthrow this country. Think about that, really. Because what they essentially did was make sure that the indentured servant, who is also poor, and the slave, who was also poor, would never work together again to overthrow the rich. Now, this is where the mindset begins to start. Because now you have the mindset of the indentured servant who's poor, thinking he's better than the black person who's the slave because they're overseeing the black person. Then you have the black person who's the slave getting beat and raped and mauled and living in fear, teaching their kids and their grandkids not to look at them. Yes, sir. No, sir. Don't fight back. Don't ask questions. The mindset starts to develop, and it goes generation to generation. To even in this time today, when you have more civil liberties than you've ever had before, we still have that fear. Even today, right now, black people have this fear. Even today, right now, poor white people think they're a little bit better, even though they're in the same situation we're in. Because this is a mindset that was developed and bred, and it came from a stupid fight over a turkey. A stupid fight. Now, somebody said, come on, the indentured servant can buy his way out of slavery. Oh, bring the funk. Let me tell you a quick story before I go to break. You realize when slavery started in this country, you could only be enslaved for 7 to 14 years. It wasn't a lifelong slavery. A brother came over here from Britain named Anthony Johnson who sued in the Maryland courts. He had the biggest slave plantation in American history at the time, a black man from England. He sued to keep his slaves for life and won. And once he won, all the white slave owners decided to do the same thing too. Go read the story, bro. See, that's one of the, these are stories that y'all not gonna hear in your history books. Because y'all want to make it just, oh, well, it's racist, 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 race. When slavery first happened in this country, it was 7 to 14 years. It was like being an indentured servant. It was worse, but it was like you had a chance to get freedom. This is why you had a lot of free Negroes during the time that the Underground Railroad was going on, because they had been here earlier. Their families had been here earlier, and they could only have been slaves for 7 to 14 years. Look it up for yourself. Just look it up for yourself. Look, I know everybody want to make this about race. For me, this is about facts. Not about race. It's about facts. You listen to the WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,